Tell me a little bit more about these machines, these devices that are on your website and their function again.
Well, what would you like to know?
Well, I mean, who invented them?
Well, Dr. Persinger and Stan Koren invented the first generation of this technology, which actually required a great deal of equipment to operate. They sent me a prototype in the late 90s, and I set up a practice, actually a research practice, doing sessions for people whose goals in getting the sessions were entirely about consciousness exploration and spiritual work. And after some time, I wanted two signals at once. And this equipment was only producing one signal at a time. The way you get two signals is you want stereo, a left and a right channel. So I set myself the task, which actually took me several years to complete, of reproducing this equipment so that it could run from a PC, from a computer sound card. And then the device was available, and I've gotten, over the years, reports from people, some of them quite phenomenal, some of them quite subtle, of altered state experiences, spiritual achievements. And it ranges, the range is from dud to dramatic. We've had out-of-body experiences, lucid dreaming. Actually, lucid dreaming apparently has an algorithm behind it, a simple procedure that will eventually be able to simply produce lucid dreaming in anyone. Huh. I haven't got that procedure down, but nearly everyone who has had lucid dreaming from this has done it by first stimulating the temporal lobes for quite a while, a number of sessions. In one case, he actually went beyond the suggested number of sessions for the temporal lobe, and then switching to the frontal lobes. And in a couple of cases, lucid dreaming would follow the morning after they had done the first session over the frontal lobes, following sessions over the temporal lobes.
Interesting.
There have been some visionary stuff. One fellow wrote about vivid geometrical patterns and electrifying visions. Another one has had body experiences where their whole body feels lighter. Another person wrote that they felt a sensation of expansion and peacefulness in their heart only seconds after they put the hippocampal signal on. They said it was taking a contraction out of their brain. Then there are reports where I really don't know what they mean, that one guy said it gave him a subtle sense of well-being, a new outlook on life, and a kind of rebirth. Well, those words could mean all sorts of things. Another guy said that he had a vision of flying towards a forest, and he would dive down, and the trees became like fractal forms that began to revolve and undulate. He found himself in another landscape with a hanging garden. One of the most interesting reports, actually, I'm still trying to digest it, came from a woman who reported just maybe, I don't know, 6 weeks ago, and she said that she had had aura vision come on, that she saw people's auras. And I'm not sure whether the others sort of picked it up, you know, sort of magnetic transmission from brain to brain,
right,
also known as psychically, or whether they had also put the headset on. But soon they were all experiencing aura vision, and that's a little bit unusual. Because aura vision is a state of consciousness that would happen to one person, and another person putting the same session design should have a different experience based on their own neural history. But these people were actually sharing a vision, and that's the only report I've had of that, and I'm still trying to figure out how that would work. But shared visions seem to be a possibility. Others have written about changes in attitude. Simply getting past negativity, enhanced dream recall. Another guy wrote that his love for his wife intensified at the same time as his sleep got deeper and his dreams became stronger. Presumably that went with an enhancement in dream recall, or he wouldn't have known it.
Do you have to, once you get to a level that, let's say, these things are accomplished, do you have to keep up with the machine, or do you just stop?
Well, yes and no. With anything to do with the brain and a skill or an ability, the rule is, and this class of technology, Shakti, is no exception, use it or lose it. So if, for example, you find yourself overcome with a new feeling of well-being and the world just somehow seems a friendlier place to be. And you do this for a number of sessions, six sessions, once a week. And weekly sessions have their own issues. So mm-hmm. it's important that people read about that on my website if they want to do weekly sessions. And then they find themselves giving in to the temptation to pessimistic thinking. If they don't kind of take themselves in hand and say, now, wait a minute, this is kind of negative stuff. Do I really want to go there? And then actually turn away from it. Then the effects are quite lasting. But if you want Shakti to give you an experience and then it should just hang around, this is a lot less likely. It's more likely with two-phase sessions. Remember I was talking about before?
Right.
Activating one structure and then another as the source for a lot of mystic and spiritual experiences. So there are two-phase sessions that kind of work with that principle. And they're more likely to give you a lasting positive effect automatically. And, of course, if you have an effect that you don't like, then you just don't repeat that session.